The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. This is Walter Cronkite. Here's a question. Is Sputnik actually a Russian word? And here's the answer. It is a Russian word, literally meaning traveling with a traveler. The traveler is the Earth. The object traveling with it is the satellite, a Sputnik. I'll try to answer your questions on many subjects of popular interest. Send them to Answer, please. CBS Radio, New York 22, New York. The answer every weekday evening over most of these stations.
Dear, I have got my gloves.
Look in your purse.
No, they're not here. I must have got them by the table.
Well, before I trot back in there, look in your coat pocket, huh?
No, dear, I know that.
Here with your gloves. We never go anywhere.
I couldn't find them, dear. Now, wait a minute.
Check my coat. Sorry about that dinner.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't all right.
Yeah,
I'd like the dinner to be nice.
Well, I really do think when they charge that much, you ought to expect better service.
Yeah.
And she feel like complaining to the manager.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe people complain once in a while.
I know, but who wants to make a scene in public? Look at that stub for my coat.
Look in your inside pocket. That waiter gave us a service about. Turns around and glares at you, so you'll give him a big tip.
Yeah, I did. Trouble is, if you ever do get up the courage to really complain, no matter how just I always wind up with you feeling and looking like an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Just call attention to yourself.
I know. Well, I cannot find a check for my coat. It always happens. I check my coat. I put the stub in my pocket. I eat dinner and it's gone.
I'll wait over here, dear. I want to call them on the road.
Yeah. Hello. I'm terribly sorry. I checked my coat. Now I've lost the check stub. It's vanished.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we have to have the stub.
Well, I just told you. Just looked in all my pockets.
You have to look again, sir.
Just look. No. Not in here.
Perhaps you put it in your wallet.
Oh, no. I never put it in my wallet. Well, I'll look, but I know
sorry, sir. The management insists that we have the check stub. It's the rule.
No, it's not in my wallet. Now, look here, I know my own code. If I could just take a look in the check room here, I'm sure, sir,
it's the rule of the management. No one is allowed in the check room. Now, I'm sure if you'll just look again.
I have looked, I tell you, I don't have it. It's the rule of the management that I have to have my check stub before they allow me to put on my own coat.
Hold on. Don't get excited. Look in your pockets again, or else the lady fell out by the table.
Golly, this is the eighth wonder of the world. What happens to a check stub? Your coat.
Don't get excited. Now let's go through your pockets again systematically.
Sizzle. That's what Webster's Unabridged Dictionary calls the last word. But we have a better one for you here on CBS Radio, a delightful program that comes along every Tuesday evening over most of these stations. On that last word, you might learn that sizzle meant a hissing or sputtering sound. But Dr. Bergen Evans, John Mason Brown, and whatever guests are on hand would hardly keep the fact. For along with settling all sorts of questions about the English language as she is spoke, these wise and witty characters have a fine flair for unexpected detours and sidelines. Get in on the last word this Tuesday when Gary Moore and Lael Tucker will join Dr. Evans and Mr. Brown for another lighthearted literate session. Listen each Tuesday evening over most of these stations to The Last Word.
Well, I don't have the check, sir. I just don't have it.
I'm very sorry, sir, but it is the rule of the management.
Yes, I know. You said that.
Perhaps if you talk to the manager, sir.
I don't want to talk to the manager. I just want to get my coat.
Now, you put the stub in your pocket. Now, it can't have just disappeared. We didn't eat it.
I'm not so sure. I think that's what we had for dinner. Check stub with sauce bernaise. Taste it like it. Well, I don't care. I'm getting just a little annoyed around here. Bad food, no service. fortune. Now I can't get my own coat.
This really is ridiculous, Miss.
I'm sorry, Hunt, but the only way we can protect our patrons' coats is by making sure they present the correct
coat. Look, I've had enough of this nonsense. I have no wish to make a scene, but I want my coat. Now, look, it is a brown tweed top coat. There is a label in it that says Wallace Brothers. There is a tan scarf in the pocket and a pair of brown leather gloves. The coat has brown leather buttons. One is missing.
Oh, honey, didn't I sew that on?
Never mind that. Now, look for my coat, please.
Now, just when a button comes off, you give it to me again, and I can put it on.
May I have my coat, please?
Excuse me, sir. I don't have any brown tweed coat either.
What?
No, sir. There's certainly no brown tweed coat here.
I wore a brown tweed coat in here tonight, and I checked it.
But it's here. You really aren't allowed in the check room, sir.
My coat's not here.
Now look again, maybe it's under another one in there.
Call the manager.
Well, sir, now I have your name and address, and we will certainly get in touch with you just as soon as the coat is located.
Soon as the coat is located? What am I supposed to do? This is January. Go home without a coat?
Miss Edwards, would you please check for this to the checkroom again?
But I have, Mr. Conroy. There's no brown sweet coat.
You gave it to somebody by the sink.
I hardly see how that could happen, sir. Do you, Miss
Mr. Conroy? No, I don't, but there was a large party of gentlemen, and they didn't drink.
Miss Edwards.
What I mean is, you know how men are when they're on a convention, sir. They were lively, and things were sort of confused for a bit while I was getting their coats on.
Well, I'm sure that in the morning some gentleman will no doubt discover he has the wrong coat.
It seems to me, if I may say so,
makes things very difficult. Well, our patrons are careless with their checks up.
Doesn't seem to matter whether I have my checks up or not, since you don't have my coat. It seems to me...
Perhaps, sir, we should step into my office.
I do not intend to step into your office.
Yeah, those people come and they are looking at
me. I don't care. All right, so I lost my checks up. Granted, that doesn't excuse you for handing my coat over to somebody else.
Sir, my office is just a few feet away. And
that's very interesting, I'm sure, but I'm standing right here.
Sir, I can't tell you how extremely sorry
you are. Now, I want to tell you something, and I'm not the kind of person who ordinarily complains of my feet. But I want to tell you that my wife and I had probably one of the worst dinners that we have ever had in our lives.
We have never had any complaints before, sir.
You are getting one right now. And when I pay $4 and then at 85 cents for a steak, I don't expect it to look like a piece of chipped beef.
We buy the finest quality Texas beef, sir.
Well, you should have had it shipped in then instead of making them walk. My knife bent when I tried to cut it. Don't serve. We have no service at all.
Yes,
I ordered.
Our office is
not. We have no butter at all. I ordered Rockford's dressing on my salad. All right, I'm coming. I got Rockford's dressing. Stop pulling me.
Well, yeah, come on in here. Come on.
Right this way.
I ordered a baked potato. I got half brown.
Come on in here.
I ordered a Napoleon for dessert. You know what he brought me? A piece of layer cake.
There we are, sir. Now we can be more comfortable. Yeah. You'll just sit down there, sir. I can't tell you how distressed I am to hear about all this.
Well, I tell you
this.
All you had to do was to tell your waiter, sir, and I'm sure...
Tell my waiter, I couldn't even find him. Every time I stopped one, he said, sorry, sir, this is not my table.
Oh, we are understaffed, sir. Yeah. It is a most unfortunate situation, but...
I ordered the shrimp cocktail, and I got just three little bitty shrimp.
$1.50 for three little bitty shrimp. Three little shrimp. Shrimp.
No, I think shrimp is perfect.
Oh, well, the heck with that.
I do see no reason for us to go off the track. I'm very sorry you did not send your order back. Perhaps it would care to go to the dining room now or something else.
What is something else? You're crazy. We can't eat another dinner now.
I'm dreadfully sorry you had such an unfortunate evening. We shall certainly do all we can to locate your speed coat and hope for the best.
Hope for the best? Is that all you plan to do about it? Hope for the best?
What else we can
do? Well, I'll tell you exactly what else you can do. But I am a businessman in this town, and I am not without influence in the businessmen's club. If this restaurant cares to maintain any kind of an honorable reputation in this town, you would refund our money. You will lend me an overcoat. Lend me an overcoat to get home in. And you will pay for a taxi to get it.
Well, sir, if that's the way you feel about it.
That is exactly the way I feel about it.
Very well, sir. If you'll wait right here, I'll see what I can do. The couple next door will return in just a moment. Do people judge you by the company you keep? Let Arthur Godfrey and Jack Slattery keep you company and you'll be judged a jolly good fellow indeed. Twice a day on CBS Radio, Arthur Godfrey comes your way with an invitation to fun. The songs, the jokes, and whatever mischief happens to be underway at any given moment on Arthur Godfrey Time or our Ford Roadshow starring Arthur Godfrey are all guaranteed to give your spirits a lift. Work if you must, or take time out for complete relaxation if possible. But don't miss the opportunity to enjoy the good company of Arthur Godfrey twice each weekday. And you'll find good companions waiting for you on CBS Radio's House Party, too. Jack Slattery, substituting for our Think Better, makes sure of that. His guest list is always filled with friendly people you'll want to meet. They all have interesting things to tell you about themselves. They all come to House Party to have a good time. Be the life of the party every Monday through Friday. Get in on the goings-on on CBS Radio's House Party, and you couldn't be a more welcome guest anywhere.
$2? $2 for a babysitter on top of everything else. Boy, what an evening.
Now take off the coat and buttons, Rick. What a nice one. I must say he behaved rather decently in the end. Refunding our money, sending us home in a taxi.
Look, he was scared I'd raise another row in the lobby there. Boy, I really told him off, didn't I?
Well, you've never done anything like that before, Jim.
I know, but you can take just so much.
Yes, that's true.
I wanted to take you to a nice place, get you a specially nice dinner.
Oh, what sweet of you, darling.
Well, look, you work hard all the time getting my gifts. At least I can do is see that you have a nice dinner when you go out. And
well, I must say it was dreadful. Give it here.
Yeah. Well, they better find my expensive tweed coat, all I got to say. Boy, I forgot to tell them about the butter. No butter, you know. No butter at all.
No, you told him that, dear.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Well, we didn't get any water either. And another thing.
Dear.
Another thing, I never did get a napkin.
Dear.
The whole time I was there.
Dear, isn't this your tweed coat?
Yes.
You wore your navy blue overcoat tonight, didn't you?
Yes.
Honey.
I changed coats this morning. Remember, I didn't wear my tweed because the weather was mild, and it turned cold this morning, and I put on my navy blue overcoat.
You better get on the phone and call the restaurant right away.
Call him? I can't tell him after all the fuss I raised. No. I'll just return.
Why, your navy blue coat must be down there. What are you going to do? Just let them have it and lose a perfectly good coat?
Oh, what have I ever done?
And what, dear? Is that sticking out of your side pocket?
The check stub.
The check stub? Didn't you look in that pocket?
20 times, 30 times. I turned this pocket inside out, practically. Now, where did that come from?
I don't know. I'll look up the number of the restaurant.
All right. I'll call up and apologize. I just don't live right, I guess. Now, didn't you see me looking in this pocket?
No, I asked you.
No,
yes, it's a mystery to me, dear.
Being in two places at once used to be quite a trick reserved for top-ranking wizards and magicians, but nowadays it's no problem at all. This magic lies in network radio. With your radio dial set as it is to your local CBS radio affiliate, you can breeze through all the routine tasks of your day. Meanwhile, visiting with such delightful personalities as Peter Lynch Hayes and Mary Hewlett in their home in New Rochelle with Arthur Godfrey, sometimes in New York or sometimes far afield, and with Jack Benny in Hollywood, today and every day, worldwide news reports, the musical programs from all the world's capitals, the comedy programs from East and West, all come to you on CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch, stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francis Greek and Dean Carlton, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. Thank you.